Six passengers of a cruise ship where a deadly hantavirus outbreak started earlier this month will have to quarantine in Perth for longer than planned. The group, four Australian citizens, one permanent resident and one New Zealander, arrived at the Bulsbrook Centre for National Resilience on May 15. They'd been due to end quarantine on June 5, but Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says that's been extended until June 23.
I have sought further advice from the AHPC, the Australian Health Protection Committee, which is the Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer and all of the jurisdictional chief health officers, and their advice is that it would be appropriate for that quarantine arrangement to remain in place for the rest of the 42-day incubation period.
He says all six passengers have been informed of the decision and remain well, and they've continuously tested negative to hantavirus. The decision comes after more cases were confirmed in other countries among the former passengers and staff of the MV Honduras.
Over the last few days, there have been two additional reports of hantavirus infections connected with this cruise ship. On the weekend, a crew member from the cruise ship in the Netherlands tested positive, and only in the last day or so, a passenger from the cruise ship in Spain has also tested positive, confirming that the risk of transmission of this after disembarkation has not passed. Of the 13 cases now confirmed, there have been three deaths, indicating how serious this virus can be.
The World Health Organization has stressed the outbreak is not the start of a pandemic. So what is hantavirus and how concerned are authorities about this recent outbreak? It's a group of viruses carried by rodents. It can be found in some areas of Europe, America, Africa and Asia. Dr. Margaret Harris is a public health specialist who previously worked at the WHO. She says it isn't a particularly infectious virus, but it can be very serious.
In the Americas, there's a strain called the Andes virus, which has caused limited human-to-human transmission. And that's really the concern here. We saw a cluster back in 2019 where a farm worker went to a party and I think 29 people got infected and close to half of them died. So we know that it can cause a lot of trouble. And that's why there is a lot of concern about this particular outbreak.
It can take up to 8 weeks for symptoms to develop. There's currently no widely available vaccine or specific antiviral treatment for hantavirus infections. Treatment is supportive and based on symptoms, and usually involves hospital care and respiratory support.